Wichita native Matthew Vines has good news for gay Christians, especially those who are theologically conservative, in his groundbreaking book, God and the Gay Christian, The Biblical Case in Support of Same-Sex Relationships. While in his second year at Harvard, Vines determined the correct answer when he asked himself, "Am I gay?" His affirmation inspired 4 years of meticulous research of the most common uses of Scripture in admonishing same-sex relationships as sinful. The result is an intelligent and accessible interpretation of 6 Bible stories that allow his parents and conservative Christians to accept loving, long-term same-sex relationships within their faith. Conservative Christians have tried the futile reparative therapy designed to fix these gay sinners. How can demanding rather than choosing celibacy be a Christian choice? Vines is profound when he states that sin is something that can bring a short-term benefit, but in the long term, sin brings harm. Where is the harm in a same-sex relationship built on love, faithfulness, and joy? Vines says denying such relationships has caused harm for generations. Matthew Vines' book is a generous act of love for his family and their difficult journey, for all gay Christians who have abandoned the church, and for anyone willing to be open to a study of the Bible that brings into the foreground a long-needed debate and that could bring about radical change. For KMUW, this is Sarah Bagby.